Hi, everybody. From the World Newsroom in Boston, this is technology correspondent Clark Boyd, and this is a special World podcast. The World is a co-production of the BBC World Service, WGBH Public Radio in Boston, and Public Radio International. Find out more about the show at theworld.org. A couple of special podcasts for you this week. We have a special series that's airing on the program about Hiroshima. As you may or may not know, 60 years ago this Saturday, a U.S. warplane dropped an atomic bomb nicknamed Little Boy on the Japanese city of Hiroshima. And then that was followed 3 days later by Fat Man, which exploded over Nagasaki. And it was 6 days after that that Japan surrendered to U.S. forces and the Pacific War was over. The two bombs killed 120,000 people outright and close to 250,000 more over time. Tens of thousands died from radiation sickness. And we had one of our correspondents, Patrick Cox, went to Japan a while back to do some reporting on the 60th anniversary. So we have a series of four pieces. I'm going to play the first two for you today and the second two tomorrow, hopefully. Basically, what Patrick wanted to do was go back and meet some of the survivors of the Hiroshima blast. Most of them were just children in 1945. But I think it'll be clear from the pieces that what happened to them on that morning of August 6th changed them forever. The series is entitled Hiroshima Survivors, The Last Generation. And the only warning I'll give you is that a lot of the descriptions in these stories are quite disturbing. And if you want to find out more about the series, we have pictures of some of the survivors on our website. That's theworld.org. Here's the first piece in our Hiroshima series by Patrick Cox.
Hiroshima is a place whose reputation precedes it, overwhelms it, in fact. It's easy to forget that 60 years after the atomic bomb, this is very much a living city. Hiroshima has rebuilt itself, as so many Japanese cities have done after wars or natural disasters. This city, though, could never conceal its history behind sparkling new buildings, not without changing its name. In any case, Hiroshima deliberately makes connections with its past. The streetcars are part of that. You can still ride one of four streetcars that survived the atomic bomb, though most of the city's fleet are ultra-modern. There are other reminders of Hiroshima's past, a few half-destroyed buildings, a memorial, a museum. But many of the living reminders, the people themselves, are silent. Akiko Naono grew up here, knowing that her aunt had lived through the atomic bomb.
She doesn't talk about her experience. And there was only one time when I was a high school student, I begged her to tell me the story. That was the only time she told me her story, but she just says she doesn't want to talk about it.
Until recently, that was also the case with Sueko Hada.
I didn't talk about it, at least not in a formal way, but I would watch the commemoration on TV with my children every August 6th, and I'd talk a bit about it then. No details, though.